between two judges get to the state's high court based on their merit, not just money, some reform advocates are calling for full public funding of state Supreme Court races. Carolyn Castor of Wisconsin Citizen Action says the climate of scandal stemming from accusations of improper campaign fundraising in the Capitol make the chances of passage all the better.
And we think this year there's enough support to actually get this bill passed. We're also hoping that it will be included in any comprehensive campaign finance package.
The cost and percentage of special interest money in judicial elections continues to grow. A study of 38 states found donations to candidates for state Supreme Court increased 61% in just 2 years. The high cost of such races can reduce the pool of candidates or make them rely on private money, which may have strings attached. Appeals Court Judge Charles Dykman says citizens who want to maintain fairness should be willing to pay for it.
Wisconsin courts are fair, but when elections are funded in huge amounts by persons who have an axe to grind, that tends to destroy the perception of fairness.
The state's new attorney general says money is creating possible conflicts of interest in the courtroom. Peg Lautenschlager says as many as 75% of special interest groups donating to campaigns have issues decided by the Supreme Court.
We can't have that kind of situation in our courts. It ought to be the place where we can go and ensure that justice is blind. It ought to be the place where we can go to ensure that everybody is going to get a fair deal, whether they are rich or poor or black or white or young or old.
Two previous attempts to pass a law funding judicial races failed. Some public funding is included in a bipartisan overall campaign proposal introduced last week by Senators John Erpenbach and Michael Ellis. But those advocating for the impartial justice bill want full funding of Supreme Court races. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.